Coach's Insight continues. Chance now to talk to McLouth head football coach Gary Freeman. It is presented by Country Harvest Apple Market. Coming off a loss to Silver Lake last week, of course, Silver Lake, one of the best teams in the state. You know, what were just some of the few key takeaways from that loss to a really, really good team?
Well, again, you know, obviously credit to Silver Lake because, they're just kind of a juggernaut and they're a perennial contender every year. We got better before the Silver Lake game, and we got better during the Silver Lake game. Again, the score is not something that's going to indicate that. However, during the course of that game, we did many, many great things. My offensive line took a great step. For us, it was a big deal. Unfortunately, we'd been skunked every game. We got on the scoreboard against Silver Lake on about a 45 or 50 yard run by our quarterback Ryland McGay, who was back. We got better in all phases. My DBs looked better. Linebackers were stepping forward. My DNs. I was very happy with our performance. Again, I know that's, you know, tough when it's 63-6, but I was very proud of our kids. I thought we took a lot of good steps.
How do you carry that momentum in those phases of the game where you saw those improvements? How do you kind of carry that over into practice throughout this week and hoping to kind of keep that momentum going up this week?
Just reminding the kids, first of all, that I was proud of them and that we need to continue to go forward. Also, letting them watch a little bit of film, watching film together, reminding them how good a football team Mission Valley really is. So we've had a lot of good practices this week already. The kids are, I think, motivated because they know Mission Valley is a good team. The kids have watched a lot of film. And continuing to say it out loud. Guys, you know we need to get better. You know, this is what we have to do, and this is where we need to get better. And the kids recognize that. A lot of them are nodding their heads saying, yes, sir, and they're getting things done.
Yeah, Mission Valley coming off their win last week against Oskaloosa 40-12. They've played a difficult schedule as well. Of course, they played the likes of Silver Lake, even Osage City, Pratt on the schedule. Pleasant Ridge, of course, has got a good record to this point. So they've certainly played a tough schedule as well. But what are some of the things that stand out about Mission Valley? What are they going to do, and what challenges do they present this week?
For us, we try to keep it as simple as possible. They've got some playmakers. They got a lot of good athletes from what we can look at, what we can tell. The biggest thing is, you know, hopefully contain or stop number 8, Carter Phillips. Good player. Runs tough, in my opinion, deceptively fast. And if things break down, he'll take things on his own, and he does a good job with it. He, I think, will run around you. He'll run over you, and he usually does not let the first guy take him down. So that's what we're taking away. If we can hopefully keep him contained somewhat, you know, I don't know where exactly we'll be, but I think we'll probably be in better position, hopefully, somewhere in position at the end of the game to keep it close.
So it sounds like, obviously, that seems like one of the big keys, slowing him down. But, you know, what are the expectations and maybe a couple other keys to get this win this week?
Physicality. That's something we took a step forward with against Silver Lake. Doing what we've been coached to do, that has been a problem for us. Against Silver Lake, the kids showed up, and they did, for the most part, exactly what we told them. And it worked out, and I think some of the kids had some light bulb moments that they said, holy cow, if I do this, then, you know, get things done. And we've enforced that and told them what they need to do specifically against Mission Valley to try and keep them in check. And we're looking at their tendencies, you know, what they try to do, what they've done to this point, and what they hopefully, or what we've seen on film, what they want to try to do, and hopefully taking that into the game and understanding that ahead of time, so that we can kind of, you know, have a rebuttal for what they're going to try to do against us.
McLouth head football coach Gary Freeman joining us, presented by Country Harvest Apple Market. His squad getting a home tilt with Mission Valley, the Vikings, coming up on Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time throughout the weekend. Good luck this week.
And thanks again for having us. We do appreciate it.